The Senate, however, today did pass a 5-year extension of the FISA Amendment Act. The 2008 law gave legislative authority to the Bush administration's NSA surveillance program that had operated outside of the law since the days following the September 11th terrorist attacks. Passed by a vote of 73-23, the bill authorizes the National Security Agency to conduct dragnet surveillance of Americans' international emails and phone calls through 2017. Four amendments had been proposed that would have made the act more transparent, but they were all defeated. WBAI's Andrea Sears spoke with Michelle Richardson, legislative counsel for the American Civil Liberties Union, which had urged senators to vote no on the bill.
This will ensure that the George Bush warrantless wiretapping program will continue for almost a decade under the law and with congressional sanction. We're very disappointed that it passed, again, without substantial amendments to better protect privacy and without even some substantial oversight or accountability mechanisms. The silver lining, though, is that there was a good debate on the floor, and the amendments did force the Intelligence Committee chairman to commit to releasing some information next year.
What kind of information can be released at this point or will be released in the coming year?
One of the issues that was highlighted this year was the secret law that has been promulgated by the secret court. There's a court that hears these FISA applications and issues the FISA orders, and there is now confirmation that they have written opinions that interpret our constitutional rights and what our privacy rights are in relation to FISA. And senators are seeking to have those opinions or a summary of them be publicly released so the public can be informed about the extent of their constitutional rights in foreign intelligence investigations. And Chairman Feinstein agreed to pursue that information and try to get it released in the next year.
There's also an effort underway to get an accounting of how many Americans' phone conversations may have been caught up in the blanket wiretapping that's been going on under the FISA Amendments Act. Why hasn't this taken place yet?
Well, Senator Wyden and others have been asking for almost 2 years now, just a basic estimation of how many Americans or people in the United States are being picked up under the surveillance program. And the administration has consistently said that number is not available and they can't share it publicly and it would be too hard to compute. So Senator Wyden took it to the Senate floor and forced a vote on the issue. And sadly, that amendment failed. So right now there is no accounting for how many of us are being swept up by the NSA spying program.
Now, the spying program basically authorizes these blanket searches of email and telecommunications on the authorization of the president that no particular person is being targeted for surveillance. How does that work, and what is the real impact of that?
Yes, the FISA Amendments Act is putatively about international communications, and as long as they are targeting their collection tools overseas and not targeting at any specific American, they can collect anything they want. We think that in practice this means they're doing bulk collection and they're grabbing all sorts of data, even when the other end is landing in the United States and it's an American on the other end of the phone call or the email. We know from books and articles in the New York Times and elsewhere that the volume of data that the NSA is pulling down is huge, and it amounts to billions of emails and phone calls every single day. And so it's inevitable that Americans are swept up in that, and the question becomes, what is the government doing with our information once they get it? And so far, they have refused to answer that.
And is there any information available on data retention or data sharing that might be going on?
The guidelines that govern how the information can be shared, retained, and used are secret, and they have been so for over 30 years. We do know now that those guidelines are at the heart of whether the FISA court considers these programs constitutional, so it's incredibly important that that information eventually come to light.
The FISA Amendments Act itself was originally passed to retroactively authorize programs that were patently illegal or unconstitutional. Has there been any real effort to challenge the constitutionality of the FISA Amendment Act or the original programs that has made it through the courts yet?
Well, the 2008 bill successfully dismissed all of the cases pending against the original George Bush warrantless wiretapping program. The ACLU does have a continuing case, though, against the FISA Amendments Act as it exists today. That case was recently before the Supreme Court. However, they're still at the standing phase, and we are still fighting just to establish that we have standing to sue and bring the case and actually get to a ruling on the merits eventually.
So it's a long way off before any court actually hears an argument as to whether or not the program is within the scope of the American Constitution.
Right. Our National Security Project brought that case the day that George Bush signed the law. And here we are 4.5 years later. The Supreme Court is just hearing arguments on whether anybody will ever be able to challenge this law. The administration maintains that if you can't prove that you've been surveilled by these tools, that you aren't able to challenge them in court. If the administration is successful, I don't think you'll see challenges to FISA Amendments Act or Patriot Act in the future, and we will be stuck without ever having a federal court rule on these very intrusive tools.
Michelle Richardson is legislative counsel for the American Civil Liberties Union. She spoke with WBAI's Andrea Sears.